Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the night is calm and warm. In Jerusalem, skies are clear, offering a peaceful night for stargazing. Tel Aviv is experiencing a mild breeze, while Haifa remains pleasantly cool. Here are today's headlines. First, hours after Iranian shrapnel lands in Israel, Zamir says IDF ready to strike back. This comes from the Jerusalem Post, reported 4 hours ago. Also, the U.S. Army reports remains found in the search for a missing soldier in Jordan. Walla reported this an hour ago. Also this hour, New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani orders a review on whether to arrest Netanyahu during his upcoming visit. This was reported by Forward 3 hours ago. Separately, unidentified remains were found at a strike site in Jordan, where an American soldier was killed. Israel Hayom Hebrew provided this update 4 hours ago. And finally, two U.S. troops were killed in Iranian attacks on Jordan, and another is missing. I-24 News shared this information from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. I-24-NEWS English discussed the potential implications if Mamdani orders the NYPD to arrest Netanyahu. They suggest it could lead to a confrontation with the U.S. military. This was posted 42 minutes ago. Seth Franzman, a journalist, shared an anecdote about dictating opinion pieces while driving. He humorously compared his speech to Mussolini from a balcony. His post came 38 minutes ago. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reported an explosion heard in Tabriz, Iran. This update came just 37 minutes ago. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the situation in Israel. The Jerusalem Post reported that the Israeli Defense Forces are on heightened alert following an attack involving Iranian shrapnel. This development significantly increases tensions in the region. It signals Israel's readiness to escalate military actions if necessary. Turning to the U.S. Army report from Jordan. Earlier today, Walla confirmed that remains have been found at the site of a previous Iranian attack. The identification process is underway. This discovery highlights the ongoing risks faced by U.S. forces stationed in the Middle East. Meanwhile, New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani is revisiting his controversial proposal to arrest Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. This move is part of Mamdani's broader political agenda, according to Forward. It could further strain diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Israel. In a related development, Israel Hayom Hebrew reported unidentified remains discovered in Jordan. This comes after the U.S. acknowledged the death of an American soldier in Iraq. The situation underscores the dangerous climate in the region and the challenges in maintaining peace. Finally, I-24 News detailed the recent attacks in Jordan that resulted in the deaths of two U.S. soldiers. The U.S. responded by striking multiple sites in Iran's Hormozgan province. These events illustrate the broader geopolitical conflict and its implications for regional stability. In financial news, first, America's renewed naval blockade is leaving Iran with few options. CTEC reports that increased maritime enforcement and tighter sanctions are threatening Iran's oil exports and overall economic stability. Separately, the Japanica restaurant chain in Israel is facing challenges. Israel Hayom Business reported that the wave of violent incidents has led to a decrease in customer visits across its branches. And finally, inflation in Israel has fallen to a 5-year low. Globes reports that the consumer price index remained unchanged in June, with a notable drop in home prices. This suggests a cooling in the housing market and potential relief for consumers. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.